This is a Fox News alert. Ian is no longer a hurricane, but we're now finding out it was lethal. I'm Dave Anthony.
So while I don't have confirmed numbers, I definitely know the fatalities are in the hundreds.
Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino also just told ABC's Good Morning America there are thousands of people waiting to be rescued.
And we can't access people. That's the problem.
And all the flooding and the damage because Hurricane Ian hit Lee County first. Cape Coral into Fort Myers.
This debris field that I'm walking through right now with garbage cans, mud, palms that were literally projectiles when these hurricane force winds were coming through here yesterday and into the evening.
That's Fox Weather's Robert Ray. He says that area was underwater.
Street after street here full of storm surge water that came up from the bay and the river about three blocks behind me and made its way into these streets here, destroying businesses. And now business owners, as daybreak is coming, are starting to come in and take a look.
A lot of streets have been flooded. The bridge to Sanibel Island damaged. A lot of impassable areas in Naples just to the south. More flooding also expected inland. Areas getting well over a foot of rain. More than 2.5 million people in Florida are without power. Tropical storm Ian keeps moving north toward Daytona Beach, then into Georgia.
And then that area of low pressure going out into the Atlantic. It could be a Category 1 hurricane again before it makes landfall again somewhere along the coast of South Carolina. That is our current projection.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. There is money for disaster relief and a funding bill the Senate's expected to pass today ahead of a Friday night deadline to avoid a partial government shutdown. However,
the measure does not include any hurricane relief for Florida, but Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says, quote, if we need more, we'll have to do it.
Fox's Sean Langell. House Democrats are expected to have enough votes to later overcome Republican knows they're upset there's not enough money for border security. America's listening to Fox News.
Independence. With that declaration, America was born. The founders of our great nation were inspired by a belief in the God-given rights of every human being. They understood the good that comes from exercising these rights well. America's founders chose independence, as we do. Hillsdale College accepts no government funding because independence makes the good to which we aspire possible. Find out more today at hillsdale.edu/independence. That's hillsdale.edu/independence.
Again, our top Fox News story. Now Tropical Storm Ian keeps moving north after battering Florida as a hurricane. And again, Lee County's sheriff says there are hundreds of deaths. President Biden is promising federal relief every step of the way. He will go to FEMA headquarters today. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says,
we have 3.7 million meals and 3.5 million liters of water staged in Alabama. And there are multiple volunteer agencies that are staged and prepared to perform feeding operations as soon as it is safe to do so.
The president also made news yesterday. Unintentionally.
At a conference about childhood hunger, President Biden acknowledged a bipartisan group of lawmakers, including Indiana Republican Congresswoman Jackie Walorski. Walorski was killed in a car accident last month.
Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie?
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre did not say the president misspoke, but in response to several questions, told reporters Walorski was top of mind.
He had already planned to welcome the Congresswoman's family to the White House on Friday. There will be a bill signing in her honor.
At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There is sad music news.
One of the biggest hip-hop names of the 1990s dies. Grammy Award-winning rapper Coolio died Wednesday at a friend's home in Los Angeles. The cause of death not immediately clear. He was 59. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Aaron Judge hits his 61st home run, tying an American League record that Roger Maris had set 61 years ago. Judge helped power the New York Yankees, passed to the Toronto Blue Jays 8-3 last night. He has 7 games left now to break that single-season home run record. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.